Recently on the Wastewaters podcast, you heard Mr. Chris say,
I just want you to throw it on the grill for 15 seconds on each side and then bring it to me. Hello, agents, trainers, keepers, pilots, hunters, eighth wallers, and our beloved explorers and wayfinders. Welcome to episode 108 of the Wayspotters podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you become a better wayfinder. Wayspotters is brought to you by the good people of the Pokemon Professor Network. Today is Friday, February the 9th, 2024, and with me as always is Jamal. How's it going, buddy?
What's up? Can't believe it's already February. Year's flying by already. Right?
I know. It's like we're almost past a full week into February.
I know.
It always feels like January takes 700 days
exactly.
And then February is like gone in a flash.
Right. Next thing you know, it's going to be March and it's going to start getting warm. Yeah. And it's like, ooh, man, I'm not ready for the spring and summer. I still got the dad bod going on. I haven't even started the regimen of trying to lose a few pounds here and there. Although I did lose 5 pounds. I went to the doctor the other day. I lost 5 pounds. Don't know how, but nice. I did. Nice.
That's always the best when you're like, hey, you've lost weight. You'd be like, yes.
Yeah, yes, I have.
Good job, me. yeah. And like, speaking of spring, like, I think it's almost spring here. It's +9 Celsius today. We actually might break the record for the highest temperature on this date in this area.
Really? Today.
That's the warmest here.
I feel like this whole season of snow, like I've missed it. Like we didn't get any snow in Charlotte, but I feel like upstate New York, Canada, the West Coast, it doesn't seem like there's been reports of the snow that there normally has been. Like I know you guys got some, but you didn't get dumped on as much this year as you normally do, right?
Now, the Maritimes in Canada got hammered with feet of snow. There's shots of the people out there standing in front of their window and it's like 10 feet of snow against their door. So that's like, I can't go anywhere. Right. So they got all of the snow for Canada.
Right. Crazy. Yeah. I don't know. I wonder if we're going to have like a lot of rain and like flooding this spring and summer. So I don't know, man. It was a very mild winter in Charlotte. It got cold. Don't get me wrong. It got down to like, 25 degrees Fahrenheit, but it was cold, but there was no frozen precipitation. And it was only cold for like 10 days and then it kind of started to warm back up and it's going to be 61 Fahrenheit today and it's going to rain. So, and then the lows are going to be 48 Fahrenheit. So, I mean, it's not like I'm outside in my shorts mowing the lawn, but I'm not wearing a parka either.
Yeah. Yeah, I could be out in shorts today. That's how warm it is here. Okay. But then again, I'm Canadian, so that doesn't say cold. Yeah.
Cold to you and cold to me are completely different things.
This is true. This is very true. All right, let us jump into the news because we have quite a bit of news this week.
And now, the latest Niantic news from the Wayspotters podcast presented by the Pokemon Professor Network.
First things first, we're going to be back on YouTube.
Ooh, yay.
I got my computer issues fixed.
That means I'm going to have to shave and put makeup on. Look at that. Nice.
Fancy little contraption there.
That means I'm going to have to hire the makeup girl to come back in to touch up the...
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm going to have to touch up the appearance.
Exactly.
So. For the audio listeners, I just kind of panned over to my new desktop computer that we've purchased, so...
We're going to need to have that whole desktop versus laptop conversation at some point also.
That's a conversation that I'm willing to have because I am very much pro laptop, but I'm kind of liking this thing.
Okay.
Not going to lie. Second, Niantic. Pokemon Trainer Jay tagged us this morning in this, so I haven't had a chance to super dig into this, but I did want to mention it. Niantic has joined Overture Maps Foundation, which is an open source mapping project, and they have over 59 million points of interest mapped. So I think this is great that Niantic is kind of joining these mapping projects and stuff. I worry that this is going to be another one of them Foursquare things.
I was just gonna say, is this going to be Foursquare part two? part.
Yeah, they just start pulling points of interest off this map, and next thing you know, you're getting a bunch of stuff in Ingress and Pogo, and not Pikmin, because they never sync Pikmin.
Yeah, but hashtag justice for Pikmin Bloom. Yeah. I read this. I read this. I think I have the same worry as you. I wonder if this is going to be a lightship only type of play versus inclusion into the proper games, maybe other than Ingress, but maybe just it just might sync with lightship. I don't know.
My hope, and this is what I think Niantic should do, is keep this stuff in the background, and then if someone nominates something that's not on the lightship map that they have cataloged from this database, they could use it to train Emily and say, hey, does this match enough with what they have? Like, Overture says that it's this and it's here. Is this nomination that there?
Right.
And if they match, just go, there you go. Mm-hmm. You're in.
Yeah.
And then that way, you're still relying on Wayfarers to get this stuff onto the map, but you're also expediting the process because you already have data that it's there, but you're not pulling and just using Overture stuff and throwing 700 new Pokestops with no pictures on, right? You know what
I mean? So what it said on the blog post was, as a leader in real-world mobile gaming, we've amassed a robust set of geodata, leveraging Overture's open database of more than 59 million points of interest, will enhance the Niantic map and the Lightship VPS service that our developers use to build their own location-based AR experiences. So we've talked about how words matter, and that's what got me thinking about it might just be the Lightship database, and then people like A-Realm and other games like that can use it. So I don't know. That's just, it's going to be interesting to see. The little video they put with it was kind of cool. Kind of like, okay, I get it. So I don't know. I think it's great that Niantic is still reaching out to other companies, and it's going to be interesting to see how it goes.
Yes. I'm definitely very interested. So we will be following this. And if we get any updates on this, we'll let everybody know. The final bit of news that we have this week is kind of, I'm happy and I'm sad at the same time. It's kind of a double-edged sword. Cohort 3 Wayfarer Ambassador applications are now open. We will we will put the link to the application, the Google form, in the show notes this week. Cool. Super cool. I can't wait to meet the new cohort of ambassadors. I'm sure that they will be an amazing group of people that the same as the first two cohorts. But Tintino said in a reply on a post that cohort 1 will be stepping down and we've designated as alum ambassadors. He said cohort 1 will be stepping down as a new cohort comes in. However, we will remain connected at a L14 cells distance, which I think is hilarious.
That is so good.
Amazing. Such a gosh.
That's just,
I read that and I stopped. I was just like, wow. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Did you see the little gif I put on that? The thing from Napoleon Dynamite where he's going, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So shout out to whoever came up with that. You know who you are. We know who you are. To them, through their alum status, you'll be able to identify alum ambassadors through their official tag in the community. We are excited to continue partnering with them in this way and hope they're open to it as well. So they're going, but they're not going.
Right. It'll be good to keep them around. I think that first cohort of ambassadors really brought forth a lot of, let me say this. That first year, I don't think they really got to do a lot because I don't think Niantic knew how to use them. I think cohort 2 probably got the biggest bang for their buck, but without cohort 1, cohort 2 would not have been able to get their feet under them. I think cohort 1 was a lot of, you know, they've got the red hot poker and they're like, Niantic, do this, do this, do this, do that. And then by the end of their cohort, they were like, oh, this is how we should use these ambassadors. And I think that made everything better. So they kind of laid the foundation, they got everything rolling, and I think we owe them a tremendous amount of gratitude.
No, absolutely. I think you hit the nail on the head there. There was that first year was a bit of a mess. And they did good things. Like that's not discount what they did get through, right? And they were one short too. They were supposed to be
yes.
We never did hear what happened there.
I think what happened just dropped it.
Yeah.
They just dropped
it. I think what happened was they reached out to someone and then they either never got back to them or it was like, yeah, I changed my mind.
Yeah.
Just, oh, crap, we never picked it back up. So, but yeah, that first group definitely did work, right? Mm-hmm. And they were really kind of the foundation that Cohort 2 built all of the success and all of the mm-hmm. stuff that they were able to accomplish was built on the foundation that the first cohort put through to them, right? And I really hope that they kind of build that momentum going into Cohort 3 and they're able to accomplish even more, right? So there's a few people that I'm going to reach out to that we've had on the show. And I'm going to suggest that they apply because I think that we've had some people on the show this year.
Oh yeah,
last
for
year
sure.
That were,
yeah.
Oh yeah. That would be very, very good ambassadors.
For
right?
For so. Sure. Yeah. I think so too. Knowledgeable.
Yeah.
Big heart people care about the game, care about the sanctity of the map. Yeah. I agree with that 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. So they didn't say, I think I didn't marked down when the applications are open to. I think it was the 18th.
I don't know if I have that here. I have the application open on my desktop. I'm looking at it right now. Let me see if it has a date on it. It says the application for the Wayfair Ambassador Program 2024 is now live. This is Tintino's writing. I'm super excited to start our third year of the Ambassador Program. Our ambassadors have provided invaluable feedback. Without reading the entire post, applications are open now and will remain open until the end of the day, 11:59 p.m. PST, February 18th, 2024. Application can be found at the link. Yeah, we'll include the link. We'll include the link to this in the show notes also, just so people can see it. So,
For sure. So hopefully shortly after the 18th, late February, we should have our new cohort.
Yeah.
And we will let everybody know when that happens.
Yeah. And then right now, if you're thinking about applying as a community ambassador, Wayfair ambassador, we would love that. That would be awesome. Thank you in advance for your service. And from us to you, here is an open invitation to come on the show. You know, obviously review your NDA so you know what you can say and what you can't say. And like we tell all of our guests, no gotcha questions, but if you do get accepted as a ambassador, you have an open invite to whenever you'd like to come on the podcast and we'll happily have you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. A couple of housekeeping items now. It's a lot of pre-show before we get into our show.
Yeah, I know, right?
removing waste spots. So a couple of weeks ago, I went on a little bit of a rant. About removing waste spots and how difficult it was. Niantic Aaron replied with a very nice post and a link to the removal form. So I replied and said, thank you for the reply. I appreciate your points. Give the form a chance. So I went in, filled out the form, and was like, this waste spot was nominated 10 years ago. It's not there. Turns out, I went back in Google Maps, because apparently in Google Street View, you can go back and look at Street View for every year that they've done Street View.
Yep.
It was never there. Right? I thought it was just there and gone.
It was never there. That is crazy.
So it was straight up abuse, right? So I'm like, this is nominated 10 years ago. And I said in the forum, I'm like, you can look at every single Street View from 2013, because there's been a one every single year from 2013 to 2021. It was never there. It's not there in one shot. Please remove this. And almost instantly I got an automatic email response that said, no, you're not the property owner. You need to let us know that you are the mayor or on city council, and then maybe we'll think about it. So sorry about your luck. And I was like, really? So I took a screenshot of it and I posted it in the forum. I was like, I tagged Niantic Aaron. All I said was dot dot dot.
Right.
I'm like, come on.
Come on, dude.
So on the forums, if I don't know if many people don't know this, if you post a picture, it has to get approved.
Right.
Right. So it goes into moderation and someone has to look at your picture and make sure it's not inappropriate and then approve it. Right. So I think, I don't know if it was because I had posted on the forum about this that kind of Niantic Aaron was looking for it or then that maybe fast tracked it. But I think that's why I got an email from an actual person saying, hey, it was from Teresa. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's actually their real name or not.
Right.
They looked at it and they removed the waste spot and it's gone. I checked like the next time the map synced and it's gone. I think that happened before my picture got posted.
Oh.
So Aaron was like, yeah, we know that's an automated response. We're working on fixing that. I see that someone looked at your report and actioned it. That's good. And I was like, yes, you're right. It's gone. Thank you very much.
Right. It's kind of a roundabout way it went. It happened, yeah. But that still doesn't help that the process is kind of broken.
Kind of broken, yeah. So I do want to give props to the Wayfarer team. They are holding up their end of the bargain. They're saying, use the form. I used the form, and it worked.
Yep.
So Aaron said, Niantic Aaron said that they're working on rewording the automated email that goes out. Mm-hmm. So if you use the form and you get that email, just ignore it. Mm-hmm. Real people are looking at it.
Right. And that's something that we said. More. That's something that we said that we stressed to the people that listen and watch the show that we like, hey, we've got it on good authority that real people are doing this. So you've got firsthand knowledge now that you can say, yes, a real person actually looked at it. So that's good. That's good. Yeah. Even if you weren't doing it for show content, it turned into show content.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I have a couple more in my area that I want to get rid of. Mm-hmm. They remodeled one of the parks here and they took out a baseball diamond and now it's just kind of like a walking path. So, but it's still on satellite and you can still see the baseball diamond from street view. So every time I try and get it removed, they're like, no, it's still there. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go because that form actually you can, and I really wish I had seen this before. You can actually attach pictures and stuff.
Right.
So I'm going to go take a couple pictures of that area and see how long it takes naturally. And hopefully it doesn't take very long. Because I have a feeling that this one might have been a little bit fast-tracked just because of the noise that it created on the forums.
Exactly.
Because that post got a lot of responses.
Right.
And a lot of people were just like, right, especially after Aaron posted, hey, we're working on it. People were like, are you though? Because
like, are you really? Are you really? I thought about posting the one that you and I talked to a couple of ambassadors with. I think that'll make a lot of noise on the forum, but this is one I don't want to make a whole lot of noise about it. I just want it fixed, you know? Right. So I'm going to, you know, when we get into your topic number one here, I'm going to add my two cents in there. So I won't talk about it now, but I think it'll help and give people a better idea of how to do your topic number one. So we'll talk about that when we get there.
Perfect. Perfect. So yeah, use the form. It works. I'm going to do a couple more for science and let you know how long it takes.
Sweet.
Just so we can kind of get a baseline for how long that stuff usually takes.
Sweet.
Do you want to talk about the poll you put up on Spotify?
Yeah. So at the end of last episode, the Emily episode, I decided to use the poll function and the question function for Spotify. And we had several people that responded to that. And thank you very much. I think we'll start using this a little more if people are going to respond to it. So the question I put up on Spotify, so if you're an audio listener and you're listening on Spotify, if you look on the feed and you kind of scroll down, there'll be a question and a poll. So last week's question was, what would you like to tell Niantic about using Emily, the machine learning bot? And we had a couple people respond, and I wanted to read those, and I published them as public, so you can go on to last week's episode and see. So Mateo said, I hope they put a few employees on training Emily so it's useful in sifting out coal and doing easy quote-unquote waste spots. That goes a long way to make sure humans are doing the nuanced waste spots. And I think that's spot on, Mateo. I think that's great. If Emily can handle all the coal, can get all of the license plates and the live animals and, you know, all of the other things that would be considered easy waste spots to disagree with, then we have the humans actually looking at things and going, you know what? This is there or this is not there or this should be or this shouldn't be. I'd rather have, you know, Aaron or LC or whomever it might be reviewing those. So I think Mateo is 100% spot on there. And thank you, Mateo, for responding to the question. The next one came from Sarah, and Sarah said, it would be great to get some feedback on what's wrong with a nomination. What do you think about that, Chris?
Absolutely. That's one of the things that we talked about. It's like, it's great that it's weeding out all of this coal, but you're not doing anything to educate the people who are submitting the coal,
right?
To prevent them from just doing it again.
Mm-hmm. Right? Just resubmitting the same picture. Yeah. Resubmitting the same picture and the same description and not telling them what they need to adjust. I agree. Yeah. And then the next one comes from friend of the show, Agent X. And it says, Emily, comma, please, when I submit an edit to a title of a point of interest, that all I'm doing is changing a lowercase letter to an uppercase letter at the start of each word, just approve it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, amen, exactly. Brother. Amen. That's like, yep. Like, there's no need to overthink that. It just phonetically looks better. Stylistically, it looks better. Just approve it. So thank you, Agent X, for that. So, we will, put polls up and we will put up questions. And, when you guys interact with it, we'll read it on the show. So I put up a poll also, and the poll was, are you in favor of Niantic using machine learning technology? And it was unanimous. It was, 7 people voted in the poll. And all 7 said yes, which I thought was really awesome that people were really, you know, kind of buying into what Niantic is doing. And I love the fact that everybody's kind of jumped on and is using Emily. So that's awesome. And, you know, we know, as we heard last week, Emily's a little bit sassy. So we want to make sure that that we're good with that. So we'll have some more sound bites from Emily next week. I've been interacting with her and recording what she's been telling me. So that'll be a good, fun little thing we'll do next week, hearing more from Emily. So but that was great. Nice. So thank you guys for interacting with the poll and the question. And I'm not sure what the poll or the question is going to be this week. We'll figure that out as the show goes on, but there'll be one, and then we'll have a chance to hear what you guys say.
I'm looking forward to using this more often.
For sure.
It's a good way for our listeners and our viewers to interact. I'm going to see if I can do it on YouTube.
I bet you can. I'm pretty sure you can. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can.
I'll figure it out.
Yep.
Figure it out. All right, let's jump into topic number one.
Topic number one.
All right, so I've been talking about doing this for a while. I had a few shows kind of in my backlog from the end of last year that I wanted to do that I keep talking about that kind of ended up getting pushed. And we are finally doing supporting information.
Yay!
And what to do and what not to do. So think of your supporting information like the pillars that will hold up your nomination, the supports, if you will. That's like a nice pun. So it's just, this is a thing that's holding up your nomination that will help you get it approved.
See what you did there.
That's good, eh? I like that.
Yeah.
The supporting information section is where you can explain why you think this is a good nomination and include any information that you feel is relevant to help getting your nomination approved. And this is the one part, I think, of the nomination process that is tragically underused. And there's a lot of stuff that just people do that just doesn't help themselves, right? So we're going to do, first thing we're going to do, things you don't want to do, and then we're going to do things you do want to do. And then I've added in, and I added this in after I sent you the show notes, so a couple of myth-busting things, okay. Things that people don't know are okay. I've only got 2. So first, things you don't want to do. I have some images and some pictures for some of these, but I don't have some for all of them. Some of them don't really need it. So this is, that one's the for the number 2. Say things like, I need more Pokestops. Don't do that. don't do that. I need more Pokestops. There's nothing around here. Please make this a gym. That's not how it works. It's not technically wrong, but it doesn't do anything to help your cause. Right?
Right.
And a lot of people don't like it. Like, a lot of people will read that, and now they go from, and we've talked about this before, looking to approve. They'll go from looking to approve to looking to reject.
They'll go in with a fine tooth comb and go, let me take a look at this. What's going on with this now?
Yeah. Right. And because you're instantly putting people off and say, oh, you need more Pokestops? Mm-hmm. How am I going to find a way to not help you?
Exactly. Because
what the hell? Right. That's not the right attitude to have, but there are people out there who think that way. Mm-hmm. So just don't say it. Like, yep. We trust me, we see when we're doing our reviews, we see how many Pokestops you have in your area.
Yes.
Right? We know.
Yes.
We can tell if there's none there, there's none there. We know, right? We don't need you to tell us.
That's not helpful or germane to the nomination.
Yes, exactly.
And just because you don't have anything in the area doesn't mean that this should go through.
Exactly, right? And that's the thing. It's eligible or it's not, whether or not you have one Pokestop in your area or 1,000.
Right, correct.
So.
All right, so the second one is, and I'll bring up the graphic here. So the second one is turn around and just take your supporting image. Like, if your supporting photo doesn't include the POI, you're nominating the photo is useless. So let me just kind of break that down for you. So I'm taking a picture of what you see on the screen here. It's this kind of colorful mural. And then I just turn around 180 degrees and take a picture of the sidewalk. That does nothing for the reviewer if you just turn around. What you want to do in your supporting photo is have kind of the landscape, the pedestrian access, whatever it is, another POI, something in the background that includes the POI that shows where the POI is. So it's not just, I'm taking a picture of the little free library and I turn around and take a picture of the street. That helps nobody. You might as well not even include a secondary picture if that's all you're going to do. Take a few steps east, west, north, or south, put the POI in the frame and take the picture. Chris, you've seen some of the ones I do. I'll have the POI, like let's just say it's a little free library, in the upper right-hand corner where it's very small, but you can see it, and everything else is the landscape leading up to it. What you're going to see when you walk up to it, how you're going to get to it. There's good pedestrian access. It's not on public. It's not on private property. I'm showing everything else but the waste spot is actually in the photo. So you want to kind of describe what the picture's showing here?
So the picture is, it looks like a business. It's like a A-frame house, two stories, maybe 2.5 stories. Mm-hmm. And then there's a mural. So this is in Barrie, Ontario. My sister lives in Barrie. And it's just a mural of the word Barrie. And each letter is its own kind of scene from somewhere in Barrie. Really cool mural. Really interesting kind of point of interest that should be in the game, right? They've turned around and they've taken, and I don't even think that this picture is taken where they were.
I don't think so either, because there's no overhang in the original picture.
Right. So in the original picture, there's an A-frame house and there's no like canopy or overhang or roof going over or whatever. But in the supporting photo, there's definitely a huge canopy.
Yeah.
And it's just, it looks like they've taken this picture somewhere else. They just had it in their camera roll and they threw it on because they forgot to take a supporting photo.
Right? And it has,
this tells me nothing.
Tells me nothing.
This is literally what we've been talking about. That supporting photo, if it doesn't have your point of interest in it, you could have taken that picture anywhere.
It could be from a completely different location.
Yeah. And it tells me absolutely nothing.
Yep.
100%. So I had to go on Street View and try and find this. And that's not where it is.
Interesting.
It wasn't on Street View and I couldn't see it, and the building kind of looked similar, and I'm just like, you know what, I'm just inaccurate location, sorry, I can't. Right. If you're not going to help yourself, I'm not going to spend the time trying to investigate.
Which goes more to your point of I need more Pokestops. When you do something like this, it makes the reviewer want to go deeper into it, and it's like, you know what, you're trying to trick the system. That's why you wouldn't take the picture the way that you should take it. So you can help yourself by not trying to trick people.
Yeah. It's like, you don't have Pokestops. This is the reason you don't have Pokestops.
Right. Exactly.
So number three, and it's something else. Another reason that you don't have Pokestops is don't insult the reviewers. I don't know how many times I've seen in the supporting information, this is eligible, stupid. Mm-hmm. Why do you keep rejecting this, stupid? Mm-hmm. Like, that's absolutely nothing. Yeah. To help your cause.
Or, right? This is the third time I'm nominating this. It's not on private property.
Right.
it's like, what?
Usually it is. I understand getting something rejected for stupid reasons sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But when you nominate it a second time, don't yell at me.
Right.
Like, you're not helping. Right. Use that supporting box to explain And this is the other thing, right? If you have something rejected for a stupid reason, right, use the supporting info box to refute that.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're saying, oh, this is temporary, in your supporting info, tell me why it's not temporary, right? Or tell me why this is culturally relevant or whatever. Refute the reasons that you got it rejected the first time, right? And if it doesn't work the second time, then appeal it. But don't yell at me.
Yep, agree. No,
I hate that. I hate that.
All right, so number four, don't use the same photo as the main photo. I'm going to bring this up on the screen. All right, so don't use the same photo as the main photo. Man, it's suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Mm-hmm. Don't be suspicious. And it doesn't provide any additional information. So what you're looking at now for the audio listeners, you're looking at the Zen. It's a hookah and Thai cuisine. So it's a restaurant, which is completely eligible. But it's the exact same photo for the main photo and the supporting photo. And, show me some pedestrian access. Show me a parking lot. Show me something. But don't just take the same picture. It doesn't do anything for the reviewer except mm-hmm. make them wonder why you didn't. It basically turns the reviewer into a gatekeeper. And that's what you don't want to do when you're having your POI reviewed, is you don't want them to say, what are you trying to hide? I hate when the nominator puts me in that position as a reviewer, where essentially now I'm looking for a reason to deny it because I think you're trying to deceive me.
Mm-hmm. And let me pull this one. I'm going to pull this up on Street View because this proves kind of our point. Oh, I can't. Okay, maybe I won't. This one, there's no Street View right there, mm-hmm. but I did find like a Photosphere. And I can't find it now.
Okay.
But that building, that spot right there mm-hmm. is a nail salon.
Oh,
in this Photosphere, right? So it's not even
a restaurant.
This restaurant. So this is a newer restaurant. So when you're doing something like this, and especially when it's not visible on Street View, you need to use that supporting information and the supporting photo and say, here's context.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand that when you look at Map View and Street View, you're not going to see it, but here's my nomination. Right, this restaurant, you can see it on the right hand side, like you mentioned before, just off in the corner. And then you can see, here's other things that you can see on Street View,
right,
that will allow you to correlate exactly. That building is beside the building that I'm saying it's in.
Yep.
But it's, you know,
yep,
so that way you can say, hey, okay, now I have context, because it used to be this building, now it's this, nor this business, now right. It's this business.
And you earn the benefit of the doubt with the reviewer, because you're trying to show them what it is. And in my area, I've talked a lot about the greenways. I'll put in there, hey, this is not going to, I've said this in there, this is not going to show up on maps.google.com. This is new construction, but here's how you can tell it's really there. And I've gone out and tried to be pretty meticulous and explain to people, not always successful, but on Street View, mm-hmm. you're going to see a whole bunch of trees, but this is why, and here's a link and all this other stuff on where to go to find it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Right. And it's, do yourself a favor and help yourself, right?
For sure.
Which is what we're trying to teach
sure.
you guys right here. And that leads me into things you do want to do. And this is the first one. It leads perfectly into that point. And let me bring up this picture. This tab instead. Explain anything missing. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If your point of interest isn't visible on Street View or satellite, or it looks different on Street View or satellite, then explain why. New construction, blocked by a hedge, business changed hands, and now it's a restaurant, right? This one is from Agent X, and I love this supporting photo because it's taken from inside the gazebo that he nominated, which is so creative.
Yeah, that is.
Nobody, like, it's so outside the box. I just loved it so much.
I've never thought of doing that. I might do that the next time I do a gazebo. That's pretty. That's good. That's really good.
100% I'm going to. Yeah, I have a couple of gazebos in parks that I want to nominate, and I'm absolutely going to do this. So shout out to Agent X for this. He's like a master.
Oh, he is.
He could have a master class
yeah.
of
Well, can we just take a second and say, if you're not following Agent X on TikTok, you should be, and you can see some of these. And he's been linked in our show notes for weeks. So just scroll down.
I was just going
to
say,
scroll down in our show notes and you'll see the link to Agent X TikTok. Please follow that. He is, he's fantastic.
Yes, he is. It's amazing. But his supporting information is what I wanted to highlight. Satellite shows early construction phases. In the main photo, you can see the pond behind the gazebo. And then I stood underneath the gazebo for the supporting photo facing north. You can see the outlines of the two buildings that are now complete. That is fantastic.
That is amazing detail.
Because you're not only including the point of interest in your picture, right? But you're including references that can be seen on satellite or a street view, right? And you're allowing someone to say, hey, I can use the information that you have given me plus the information that I can see on satellite to say, yes, I believe you that this is here, right? And not only that, like, you might even have reviewers who don't even go that far. They're just like, I see the effort that you've put in here.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Exactly. Right. Because like I said, you've earned the benefit of the doubt of the reviewer.
Right. You're clearly not trying to hide something here.
Right. For sure. No, that's absolutely fantastic. All right. So the next one, number two, is be descriptive. And we'll pull this up on screen here. Be descriptive. Why do you think this is a good nomination? Sell your nomination. Is it a good place to be social, exercise, or explore? And so what you're looking at here is a bench. Now, everybody gets all bent out of shape about benches. I don't care where you are in the world. People are like, oh, it's a bench. It's not that cool. You know, there's a million benches here and a million benches there. So this one is out of New York State. And in the photo, what you see is a memorial bench. It's what you would see normally on a memorial bench. It's on a trail. And in the supporting photo, what I love about this is what I was saying earlier, Chris. The memorial bench is off to the left. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you'll see the memorial bench is off to the left. And you'll see a clear, huge walking path for many people to walk down. Let's say 10 to 100 people could walk down the walking path. And on the left, you see the road where the cars drive. And on the right, you'll see the walking path. And then there's kind of a river or a lake off to the far right. And it's a beautiful picture. And the supporting information says, this walking trail is is popular for locals to walk along the Erie Canal. And it's a great place for dogs, children, and couples to walk and enjoy nature. So it really explains what we're looking at, regardless of what the description is. I have a really good idea of what I'm looking at and why it should be included on the Lightship database by just what they put in the supporting photo. So I think this is a great example of what to do if you're trying to get something like this nominated and into the game.
Absolutely. Right. So when I found this in my reviews last night, I went down to Street View and that little building with the red lettering on it in the top left hand corner there, it's visible on Street View. Right. Mm-hmm. So this is the perfect picture.
Yep.
I could use that as a reference and say this bench is about, because there's no, you can't really see the bench from Street View. You kind of can, but you really can't.
That tree's probably in the way, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a little bit further back on the path too. Right. So, and it's like, but I can judge based on how far away on the street view I am from that building and based on how far away the bench is from that building in your picture and say, yeah, I believe that this is exactly where you say it is, right? So this is a fantastic example. Plus, it's a great example of why is this eligible? It's a walking trail. Correct. It's a place to rest and explore. And this is the thing about benches, right? And I think Testone's mentioned this too. Niantic's like, oh, well, it's got to be somebody culturally significant, right? But who are you to say that this person wasn't culturally significant?
Right.
And even on top of that, it's a bench. How does that not promote exploration or exercise? It's a place to rest. So if you have benches across a path, now you're saying, even if you can't walk the whole path, we've put benches so you can kind of walk a little bit, take a rest, recuperate, take a walk,
and
rest, right? And it's more inclusive on the path.
For sure. And the thing that I've always pushed back on is if I'm reviewing something in Oshawa, how am I going to know from 200 characters how can you tell me in 200 characters somebody is culturally relevant? I've never been to Ontario. right? Hope to someday. And you've never been to Charlotte. So how would you know in a short period of time that that's culturally relevant? You know, unless it's majority of people local to the area that are reviewing it. But when we did the Wayfair Challenge and I'm translating things from Japanese, how am I going to know if that person's culturally relevant? They show some 70-year-old man. Okay, he's old. So does that all automatically make him culturally relevant? So that one to me is always tough because it could say Mr. and Mrs. Johnson. The people go, I don't know who that is. But that could be the mayor from 1945 who, you know, passed some amazing legislation that, you know, got the city some contract and now it's huge. You know, there's no way to know. So culturally relevant to me has always been one that I've struggled with because when I first moved to Charlotte, I didn't know, you know, just like in any city, you go to a city and there's street signs, right? There's Levine Street or there's Tryon Street and there's all these things. And then you come to learn that the street is named after a certain family or it's named after this or it's named after that. But when you first get to a city, you don't know that that has 300 years of history to it. So that one is always been one I struggled with. And I think that's why a lot of memorial benches have a tough time getting through because people just kind of paint it with a broad brush.
Yep. Absolutely. 100%. Right. And to me, it's a combination of the bench is a memorial bench. And to me, it's kind of like a trail marker.
Yeah. Right?
If you have it along the path, it's just, it's another point of interest along that path that will encourage people to walk.
Right? Yep.
So that's a whole other show we could do. Next point, make sure your supporting photo includes the point of interest you're nominating. I think this has come up like six or seven times in this episode already.
Yeah, for sure.
But this, I found, this was, I can't remember who sent this to us. I apologize to whoever this photo is from. But this is a fantastic example of include the point of interest in your photo.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a supporting photo, and the thing that's being nominated is the bench or the picnic table on the right hand side, the little picnic area here. So the photo is maybe 5% the picnic table from that picnic area, and the rest of the photo is a footbridge that is already a point of interest on the Lightship map.
And so you can use it for a point of reference.
For a point of reference.
That's amazing. Right?
And this is just a fantastic use of. And you can see the rest of that picnic area in the main photo. I don't have it, but you can use that to correlate. Yes, it's the same picnic area as this, it's but then the whole bridge is the main focus of this photo because it's already a point of interest.
That's great. Say,
I know where that bridge is. Now I know where this is. Congratulations, your spot is approved.
Right? Yep.
For
sure.
And like the supporting information is table has East Bay Parks logo on it, so it's official, right? Should be visible from overhead view. Dirt paths go up to the table, maybe under the canopy of the eucalyptus tree. And this is goes back to explain things are missing, right? So if they're saying you might not be able to see this because of the tree, so now you're calling out something instead of trying to hide it. The more information that you include there and say, hey, you might not be able to see this on Google, or you can't see this on Google, now you're telling me that you've done enough research and say, I understand you're not going to be able to see this. Because when you don't include that, it makes me think, are you trying to hide something?
Exactly.
You get skeptical, right? But if you can start saying, hey, my boss once told me years ago, and I've kind of lived with this mantra in my work life, when you're sending an email to people who are higher up in the organization with you, you need to anticipate all of the questions that they're going to have and answer them before they have them.
That's so fantastic that advice.
When they finish your email, so when people finish reviewing your nomination, they have no questions because you've anticipated all of the questions. Because when people have questions, they start to look into it further and deeper. And now they're spending time digging in when you might not necessarily, it might be fine, right? Like your nomination is fine, then they're going to dig and they're going to see it's eligible and whatever, right? But you don't want them to have to do that.
You don't want them to have to think. You just want them to react.
Right. Exactly. Right. And so you want to answer all the questions that they're going to have in your supporting information. So I thought this one was fantastic.
Agree. All right. And then the last one in this section is include other points of interest in your picture. So same picture, are there other existing wake spots that you could include in the nearby picture? So, or sorry, in the supplemental picture. So like Chris was saying, if you know for sure there's another way spot there, try to get that way spot in there. And I think the classic example of this is if you are nominating something in a park, right? You're nominating a trail marker in a park. If you can get the swings or the merry-go-round or the basketball court that's also already a POI in the game in there, people can look at that nearby map and say, all right, I see the basketball court and I see the proximity to the nomination that you're trying to do. That is the best thing you can do. Especially, I think we talked about this, God, Chris, about 20 episodes ago, where we were looking at a picture of something in the snow and the ground was all white, but you could see the POI and you could see the swing set in the background, and the overhead obviously wasn't a snow picture. So it was tough to see, but you can go, ah, there's a swing set. Here's the, let's just say the little free library that you're trying to nominate. I can see it's there. Yeah. So that makes it a lot easier for someone who's going through looking at trying to figure out, is this in the right spot? You can look, and most people are pretty good at eyeballing things. We've looked at enough maps to go, that's about 20 meters or 20 yards or 20 feet or, you know, insert your unit of measurement here from where it is. But using other already approved POIs in the game, in your supporting photo, so people can get a frame of reference, is never going to hurt you. I can guarantee you it's never going to hurt you.
No, exactly. Right. Yeah. And that's super key, because reviewers are very good at triangulating and, like you said, judging distances. So as long as you include that in your picture, we can figure it out from there.
Right.
And if you're saying, here's this, and here's this, they're already on the map. Now you're just like it's you're laying all your cards out on the table,
right?
And you're doing all of the work for the reviewer. And I love it when people are just like, "Hey, I don't have to think about this nomination because you've done all of the work for me."
Right, it's all there.
I want to review every single one of your nominations right now.
And it gives that premise that you're above board, that you're trying to do everything right.
Yeah, yeah. Because if you start to look like you're hiding stuff, then what chances are you're hiding stuff, and correct. I don't like that.
Right? Yes.
All right. Let's do a couple of myth busting things. Things that you might not know are okay. Collages, and this is a one that I see very, very, very not very often. If you want to Photoshop a couple of photos together to give reviewers better peace of mind, your nomination is where you say it is. Have at it. It's great. I've seen people do 3 or 4 photos and like a little map like together. So you click on it and it kind of makes the picture bigger, but then you get a good idea of this is where you say it is because you took 2 or 3 different pictures with the point of interest in it with other things around it. I say, I can use these pictures as a group plus this little map that you've given me and say, yeah, I believe you that this is where it is, right? And sometimes if your nomination is like under trees or something, you kind of need that extra couple of photos. I would love to see a way for us to I would love for us to be able to submit a couple of photos as supporting photos, like separately, not just have to do one, right? Like I'd love to be able to pick 2 or 3. Just naturally, but I think that's kind of something that the Wayfarer team would have to work on. Yeah, there you go. Perfect. That's a good example.
This is one of mine that I did for one of the little free libraries I submitted in a park. So for those listening, I went through a period of time in season 1 where all I submitted was little free libraries. I was on a mission to get every little free library in Charlotte in the game. And this one kept getting denied because they said they couldn't find it. So I was like, all right, I'm going to do a collage. And I took a picture. So for those listening, it's a picture of the little free library for the supporting photo. And it's from 3 different angles. The first one is kind of a side view where you can see the title says free books on the side. It's got like some mountains on the left side and a sun peeking out. And then the other side is the complete opposite side of the little free library. And it's a book is a dream you hold in your hands. And then the third one is the official charter number for the little free library. And so I spliced those all together and put those in the supporting information so you can see it. So that's an example. I didn't know, Chris, if you had an example of a, of a collage, but I knew when you said collage, I'm like, I've got this handy. I know exactly where this one is. Let me go ahead and get it.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't have, I did not have an example because I threw this stuff in the notes while I was waiting for you, like right before we started recording. So I didn't have any time.
I'm like, I know this one. I'm like, let me go pull this up. I've got this. This is going to be an easy one. So a photo collage is never a bad idea.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
All right. So the next one is hyperlinks to websites. So if you have a link to a map or an article that has details on your nomination included, which is fantastic. This is one that Chris and I were kind of talking about before we hit record, that I have two nominations that were rejected, and I included the link to the website from the city about these nominations, and I think people just didn't read them. So we need to normalize people clicking on links and supporting information, reading it, and taking more than 10 seconds on a review. So if the submitter puts additional information in their nomination, me as a reviewer, I'm going to take the time to look at it, especially if I think I'm going to deny it. If I'm like, you know what, I'm good, I believe you, it's there, I'm going to go through and do, you know, my thumbs up on everything, I'm good. But if I think that I'm going to deny the nomination and they've put a link to a website or some other additional information, I think we owe it to the nominator to read it and to really give it a good look before we just hands thumbs down and say it's not eligible to be included in the game.
No, 100%. Absolutely. The more information you can put in your supporting info, the better. And links to websites, because I think that one gets kind of a bad rap because people are just like, oh, well, it says no URL markup. Yeah, but that's in the description.
That's in the description. Right? The supporting information is something completely different.
A lot of the description rules do not apply to the supporting information because those don't end up in a game.
Right. Like,
that's just strictly once the reviewer reviews it.
It goes gone. Away. Yeah. And then the other one is something new. So I need to give a shout out to Kroner, friend of the show, Kroner, who gave me a fantastic idea that I'm going to start using when I'm doing some more rural nominations. So Kroner told me about an app, and I don't remember the name of the app. Hold on, let me look.
It is GPS map camera.
GPS map camera. And what this camera does, what this app does is you take a picture of your supporting photo. For example, let's say I'm trying to get a bridge nominated on a new trail. It just like a regular photo would do, you take a picture, but it puts a little geotag on the bottom of the map that shows exactly where it was taken. It gives you the longitude and the latitude of exactly where it was taken. So if you have something that keeps getting denied because they say we can't see it on overhead, there's no street view, they can line this GPS data up with what's on the nomination and be able to kind of triangulate it themselves to see that this was actually taken in the spot where it said it was taken. So I might actually go out and do that today or tomorrow for the ones that I'm having trouble getting through. But this is another one that's great. Now remember, everybody listening and watching this, only do this for the supporting information. Don't put any type of overlay, GPS, or anything else on your main photo. This is only for the supporting photo.
This is what we're talking about. So this is just a picture I took when I downloaded the app last night of my keyboard at work. So your YouTube viewers or the audio listeners, so you're not missing much. But at the bottom of the picture, it has like a little GPS satellite view map of where you are when you took the picture. And then right beside that, it says Whippy, Ontario, Canada. That's where I took the picture. And it has the GPS coordinates and the address of where you took the picture.
Yeah.
Right in the photo. So people can use this. And they can. The best part about this picture is, I think, the satellite map. It's not necessarily GPS coordinates. That's great. But that little satellite map is
huge. That satellite map is huge.
Because you can use that as a reference. You say, oh, does that look like the trees that I'm looking at right now? Yes, cool. I believe that it's where it is, right? So this is going to be a game changer for me, at least, because I got a lot of stuff up by my parents' place. Mm-hmm. There's a whole bunch of trails in there that have some markers on them that I haven't had a chance to go walk and nominate, but this is going to be huge because I can take the picture and use this as my supporting photo, and it will have all of the information right there.
I'm looking forward to using it. I really am. I think this is going to be cool.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah. So I think that's it. I think that's enough for this.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we forgot anything, people will let us know.
they always do.
Covered everything that I wanted to cover. they always do. Yes. So let's take a break, play some dad jokes, and we will come back on the other side.
This is Lizzie B. Darcy, and you're listening to the Wastewaters Podcast.
Hey, it's Scrying Meowth, and you're listening to the Wastewaters Podcast.
Hey, this is Elle from Space, and you're listening to the Wastewaters Podcast.
Are you serious? This again? It's season 3.
How do baby birds learn to fly? They wing it. Why were the utensils all stuck together? Apparently, they were spooning. What did the geometry teacher say to the class when they had trouble solving his very difficult problem? Let's try a different angle. Did you hear about the guy who was afraid of hurdles? Don't worry about it. He got over it. Is there anything worse than when it's raining cats and dogs? Yep, hailing taxis. Did you hear about that guy who drank an entire bottle of invisible ink? Well, I heard he's at the hospital, waiting to be seen. What does a librarian use to go fishing? A bookworm.
And welcome back. Hope you enjoyed the dad jokes this week. Let's jump right into Wayspot of the Week.
Let's take a look at a beautiful example of what the Wayspotters podcast thinks you should be nominating. We proudly present the Wayspot of the Week.
Wayspot of the Week this week comes from Silver Lyra in the Wayfarer Discussion Discord. And this is, funny enough, we had a little conversation about benches. This is a bench. And it is a overlook in Norway. And in the foreground is the back of the bench. And in the distance, you can see it's up on top of a mountain overlooking a port town. So a coastal town, you can see either a big lake or part of the ocean off on the
top. It's beautiful. That's amazing. Goodness.
Yeah, there's mountains off in the distance. There's a little bit of cloud cover. There's trees on the left and right hand side of the bench. This is fantastic. This is a gorgeous, gorgeous spot.
It looks like a painting. It would make a fantastic.
Yeah, it does look like a painting. It's amazing. I've done this to myself, and I didn't realize I had done this to myself until right now.
I was just wondering this. I looked at him like, ooh, is Chris getting into Norwegian now? All right, let's go.
I'm going to read the title and description.
Okay.
Ustet Tenbeck Osterlag. Ustet Tenbeck Pa Stein Fra Moberg Till Liafjet. Drömmen Kasa Utover Os. Bjorn Fjorgen. Og Helt Tin Folgefana Pa Klara Dager. Finisiert og sat op av og trolag. I do not have a translation for that.
Calling Prince P-Dove. Calling Prince P-Dove. If you're listening to this, we need to know what Chris just read because I have no idea. But Prince P-Dove is our bona fide Norwegian trans. He's our Norwegian guy. He's our favorite Norwegian guy. Yes. The Norway hacker
translator.
So, yeah, translator. There you go. So we're just looking for his translator. Yeah, thank you. Isn't that ironic that I was looking for the word translator? Mm-hmm. Hey, so Prince P-Dub, the Norway hacker. Let us know, what did Chris just read and rate his translation, or anybody else listening in Norway? We know there's a lot of Norway. You know, we need to talk about that next week. We've got some people in some very interesting places in the world listening that I didn't know. Anyways. Prince P-Dove, mm-hmm. Reach out to us. Let us know how Chris did.
Yes, please. Yeah, if you're watching the YouTube, this photo, here's a bigger photo. It's just fantastic.
Oh, it's great.
I want to fly to Norway just to sit in that bench.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it does.
All right, let's talk about something, a couple of things that are not great.
Ooh, you know, we probably need to play the jingle, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I've been working on the Wayfair all the livelong day. I've been working on the Wayfair just to pass the... Uh-oh. Oh, no. Hey, Jamal, I found some coal.
So I'm going to take this one.
Okay, good, because I need a minute. I can't look at this one with a straight face.
So this is from Yemk in the Pokemon Professor Network Discord. What you're looking at, the title is Batting Cages at Briel Park. The description is Balls to the Wall. That's our slogan for our batting cages, with bats and balls provided. This is a fantastic nomination. Batting cage, super eligible. Love it. Promotes exercise, promotes socialization. You go there with your fellow baseball players, your friends. You can hit some balls. So if you're listening, if you're watching the YouTube, you know why this is cool. If you're listening, you're saying, Chris, that's a perfectly eligible nomination. The title and description are great. Is that the photo? Yes, it's the photo. Someone's drawn a stick figure on the left-hand side of this photo. Oh,
and it looks so suspicious. Like, why would you do this?
Why would you do that? It is a legitimate stick figure, and it looks like paint. Someone just went into paint, or even on their phone with their finger, and drew a stick figure.
They just drew a stick figure. Like, why would you mess up a perfectly good nomination with a stick figure? I can't see this without just laughing. Like, what are you doing?
This was, and I'm not even joking when I say this, this was the first thing that I put into the notes this week. It's like Tuesday, I created this Word document and I put this in there, and I'm like, this cannot not be Call of the Week.
That is so good. Like, oh man, I kind of almost hope this makes it into the game just so I can, I don't know. I just,
I'm gonna check later.
I mean, we could go, submitter identifiable, live animal. I mean, there's a whole bunch of live animal is gone now, but anyways, that's a whole nother topic. But
yes,
this was fantastic. Like, I saw that stick figure and I'm like, somebody's like giggling to themselves right now. They're like, they're waiting for it to be denied so they can submit it again without the stick figure. But this is definitely cool right there.
Yeah, I just, how to ruin a nomination in probably like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 steps. That's probably 8 little swipes with your finger.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. All right, poll number 2 comes to us from Hamtaro. And Hamtaro is also a friend of the show, and he's host of As the Pokeball Turns podcast. And if you're not listening to As the Pokeball Turns podcast, you should. Go find it. Just look up wherever you get your podcast, As the Pokeball Turns. It's a great podcast based on Pokemon Go. He interviews a lot of people. He's had Chris and I on, and he talks to a lot of people in the community about Pokemon Go. He's also a big Wayfarer guy, and he sent us in this cold. So what you're looking at here, this one is great. I also like literally laughed out loud when looking at this one. So for our audio listeners, the title of this one, and this is all in lowercase, which is a whole nother thing, recycling bin near the bottom of the stairs. And the description is, this is a recycling bin for the giant plastic bags, the rear. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. And what you're looking at, the photo is, it's exactly what it says. It's a giant recycling bin with a plastic bag in it near the bottom of the stairs. And it looks to be in someone's workplace or a warehouse. I got to give the person credit. What they took a picture of, they described it exactly what it is. But, I mean, right? Am I wrong? I mean, it's a perfect example of what they said. It's a giant recycling bin with a plastic bag at the bottom of the stairs. And then when you look at the supporting photo, the supporting information is an extremely popular location. The stairs lead up to the restroom. These restrooms service hundreds of people that work within a quarter mile radius, right off a safe walking path. This would be an excellent spot for coworkers to gather at lunch for trades. While I don't doubt that's true, I don't doubt that that's true. However, a garbage can is not a suitable nomination inside of a plant at the bottom of the stairs. I mean, you did a great job of explaining what we're looking at, but you did not do a good job of finding a good nomination. This is Cole. This is Cole. It's one of those, like, I get what you tried to do, you just didn't do it well.
This is somebody trying to get a stop at their work.
Absolutely.
That is.
Work like that. Is probably right where that person is standing. That's going to be my guess.
Yep. Yeah. This is clearly a warehouse.
Yes, it is.
That's... I struggle with these kind of things, right? Like, it's... This is terrible because it's a garbage can,
right?
First of all.
And I could pick that garbage can up and move it 20 meters to the right, and then all of a sudden the POI is invalid. I mean, that's the number one reason right there. Let's just say, it's an indoor location. And, you know, I could make 15 reasons why it's eligible. But, Chris, you and I could walk over and pick up that recycling bin and move it to the other side of the warehouse, and now all of a sudden it's not a legitimate POI anymore.
Yep. Yep. And, you know, chances are, if this warehouse is anything like the warehouse that I work in, that I slave away at every single day, it's they likely have a rule that says you can't have your phone while you're on the floor.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
much less to gather new trades.
Yeah, this guy, like, if this guy or girl, likely if their supervisor had have seen them taking this picture, would have got a discipline for this. Right. So, like. Yeah.
So you're inviting everybody to get in trouble. Yeah, for sure. Ugh. Oh, that's good. That's really good.
That's terrible. If you're watching really the YouTube, good. Like, I had to lean back for that one because that one was awful. The combination of those two.
Clips, the stick figure in the garbage can. That's just good, high quality stuff right there. High quality stuff.
You got anything else?
I have nothing else. Nothing else.
All right, I will sign us off and we'll get everybody back to their Sunday.
Sounds good.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Waste Spotters. We really appreciate it. Thank you to our executive producer, Kate LeCons, and to all of our Patreons. We couldn't do this without you. Thank you so, so much. If you enjoyed this episode of Waste Spotters, there are a few ways you can show us. Follow us on all of our socials. We're on Twitter or X at Waste Spotters. We are also on Instagram at Waste Spotters Podcast and on TikTok at I Make Waste Spots. We are incredibly responsive and love interacting with our followers. Let us know what you thought about today's episode. I've been lacking on getting the shorts out because I was having some massive computer issues. But now that I have my new fancy baby here, we'll get back to posting all of the shorts. So look forward to that. You can also visit our website, www.wayspotters.com. From there, you can get the links to everywhere you can download the show. You can also send us a message directly from the website or email us, wayspotters@pokemonprofessor.com. If you're watching this on YouTube, be sure to hit the like button, subscribe, and click the bell to be notified whenever we post a new video. For those of you who are not watching this on YouTube, be sure to check us out. We post shorts for dad jokes, Wayspot of the Week, Cole of the Week, and more. We are at youtube.com/@wayspotterspodcast. You could also leave us a voicemail on our hotline, 704-426-3710, or tweet us a voice message. You never know, your voicemail may appear on an upcoming episode of the show. Finally, if you're not a member of the Pokemon Professor Network Patreon, you can join us for as little as $1 US a month. All you need to do is go to patreon.com/pokemonprofessor. You'll have access to the Discord for the entire family of shows across the Pokemon Professor Network, including Waste Spotters, Special Conditions, Gotta Watch Them All, Purified Podcast, and Lured Up. It is a fantastic place filled with fantastic people. Jamal and I are active in that Discord a lot. They do a Monday Zoom call with all Patreons. That's a lot of fun that I try and remember to join from work, but I usually don't. So I know Ken and Adam are going to do something for their 300th episode with the Patreon Zoom call. So join, and you can be part of that. I'm going to have to remember to join for that one, because that one sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. With that, we look forward to you joining us again next week here on Wastewaters. We appreciate all the support we get each week. We could not do this without all of you. Remember, it's not that far. Get out of your car.